AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. An AP poll finds a vast majority of people not vaccinated against the coronavirus want to stay that way. Ben Thomas has more.
The poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found 45% of the unvaccinated adults surveyed say they definitely will not get a shot, and 35% say they probably won't. Just 3% say they definitely will get the vaccine, and another 16% say they probably will. Those not likely to get a shot expressed doubts the vaccines will work against the aggressive Delta variant, despite evidence they do. Nationally, the CDC says 56.4% of all Americans, including children, have received at least one dose of a vaccine, and vaccinations are starting to increase in some lagging states where COVID-19 cases are rising. I'm Ben Thomas.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says she's confident a larger percentage of people will decide to get vaccinated. She adds the government is buying an additional 200 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine as a contingency.
Vaccines for children under 12 and possible booster shots if studies show they are necessary.
The Tokyo Olympics, delayed a year by the pandemic, get underway in a nearly empty stadium amid another surge in coronavirus cases. U.S. co-flag bearer, five-time Olympian, basketball player Sue Bird, admits the games are being played under unusual circumstances.
People always ask, you know, now as a veteran, what advice am I giving? And the truth is, there's no advice that I know to give, because this is unprecedented. This Olympics is like no other.
Tennis star Naomi Osaka lit the cauldron in the Olympic Stadium. Miami-Dade fire and rescue units have left the site of a collapsed 12-story condo building, ending their search for bodies since the building came down nearly a month ago. The June 24th collapse of the Oceanside Champlain Tower South killed 97 people, with at least one more missing person yet to be identified. This is AP News. A seismometer on the Martian surface has picked up more than 700 quakes. The scientists are studying 35 of those with 3.0 to 4.0 magnitudes. AP correspondent Marcia Dunn reports they are getting a close-up and informative view of Mars' inner workings.
Our solar system has four rocky planets, you know, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. And so by learning more about the depths of Mars and comparing it with Earth, it can help scientists understand how rocky planets form elsewhere and how they evolve.
Among the finds, Mars has a molten core, much like Earth's, only smaller. The Martian crust is about the same as Earth's, while the mantle, that's between the crust and the core, about half as thick as the one on the Earth. When the ball club takes a field next year, they'll have a new name.
The Cleveland Guardians.
Team owner Paul Dolan says the new name, replacing Indians, strongly represents the pride, resiliency, and loyalty of Clevelanders. Guardians reflects those attributes that define us, he says. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.